Audio.
You won't believe the static.
The audio. Kitchen. The audio. Kitchen.
Yes, it's running. You can't hear it. You can't hear it go round when you're recording. But when you're rewinding or something, you can.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Can I shut it off?
Tell it like it is, Professor.
Hey, Caroline. I thought I'd just add this little tidbit in for you, since I'm going through all this trouble making the CD for you. So, here goes. Caroline, this is dedicated to you.
Don't have to be beautiful. You tell me all.
Well, we know that.
Just need your body, baby. From dusk till dawn.
I need your body, Caroline.
Don't need experience.
Experience.
To turn me on.
You don't need to turn me on.
Just need it. I'm gonna show you what it's all about.
Here we go.
Don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with. I just want your extra time and your kiss.
Caroline, here we go. I love you so much. Talk dirty, Caroline.
If you want to impress me.
If you want to impress me, which I know you do.
Be too flirty, mama. I know how to undress me.
Well, we know Caroline knows how to undress me.
I want to be your fantasy. Maybe you could be mine.
Oh, yeah, Captain Fudge in my fantasies.
You just leave it all up to me.
To me.
We could have a good time.
Yeah.
Don't have to be rich to be my girl. Don't have to be woo-hoo.
Yeah, wait.
Unfortunately, that's how that piece of sound ends. But don't worry, there's more. Oh, there's always more, right? It's the Audio Kitchen. The professor here, the curator of sound, and the host of the show. Amateur recordings until 8 o'clock here. That was a lusty lesbian lady by the name of Amy with a secret message for Caroline. A secret message for all of us at this point. But that was take one. I also have take two and take three of what I call a kiss for Caroline. Kind of a duet with Amy and Prince. So, if you've been listening to this show, you may well know that many of the recordings featured here in the Audio Kitchen are found. Well, they're lost, and then we find them and play them. Up until now, the only way to really get audio for the show was to go out and find it myself and the many collectors of sound whom I know that bring it to me. And then there's you, the listener, who donates things to the show. Tapes. Have you sent in yours yet? And now there's something new. Something new. A few days ago, I found out there's a couple of key words you can plug into Napster. And home recordings just pop up on the screen. Fresh for the picking. Ripe. They're ready to go. And I'll tell you what, you know, I'm not going to get on the radio here and announce to the free world what those words are. But if you're really interested in going to Napster and finding some home recordings, email me at theprof@wfmu.org. And I might just give you those secret words. Of course, I may ask you if you've gotten anything that I haven't found to donate to the show. But anyway, if you want to know how to find strange and wonderful home recordings on Napster, drop me an email. And I've collected up a few of them in just a few days, a number of them. A lot of it is, let's say, amateur musicians, amateur rappers, a lot of bad bedroom freestyle rap on these things. And a lot of kiddie tapes, a lot of what you find on a cassette. But one recording here I want to get around to this week, just because it's kind of sublime, at least to me. There's a lot of singer-songwriters out there who have recordings available on Napster, and I don't think a lot of these people know their recordings are available to the world. That's a feeling I get. Sometimes when you try to download them, the people on the other end cancel your file transfer over and over again. There's a lot of singer-songwriters. Oh, something else, too. There's a lot of open microphones, which can be really boring or fascinating. But a lot of singer-songwriters. You hear acoustic guitar many times when you download these MP3s. Well, here's a singer. Actually, this is a duet. It's a woman with a kind of a nice, smoky voice. Singing one of them songs about a screwed-up love affair. But it's a duet. And the person she's singing with, much younger. Much, much younger.
Is all new to me. Designer's actions from within. Yeah, loving you was my only sin. And I don't understand this strange infidelity. And I don't understand why this strange infidelity started last week in May. I had a couple of sips, too many alizé. Next thing you know, we whirled up in a party. You disappeared. So many people talking, I don't give a damn what they say. But now you seem to slip away. And I don't understand this strange infidelity. I said I don't understand y'all. Well, this strange infidelity.
Ha ha ha!
There you go. Found data. A strange infidelity. The baby's right up front there on the microphone, too. You know, I was talking to my co-producer, Echo Boy, about these audio bits that we've both been finding. And I wonder what the microphone looks like, whether it's something mounted on the computer or what. We don't even know what this equipment looks like. But it's homemade, and it's real. And this is the Audio Kitchen. The professor here, perhaps a radio acquaintance of yours. So let's go back to some more traditional media, like a cassette tape. Have some southern flavor here, care of our friend Georgia Ton. This is from a tape labeled VBS 1987. VBS, standing for Vacation Bible School. Man, my mom made me go to Vacation Bible School when I was like 7. Fought it tooth and nail. Nonetheless, this is a talent show. A talent show I define as a recording session prompted by an adult, but showcasing the talents of young people. And what happens is, as soon as the cassette recorder, or the recording device, I should say, because it doesn't have to be a cassette. In fact, I've already found some talent shows with this Napster thing. But once the recording device is turned on, suddenly there's an urgency in the room. The kids are lined up, you know, hopefully they're prepped up a little bit. And it's time for them to be talented. This is one of those. And often they are put together by grandparents. Sort of the same thing as the photo session. So what I think has happened here is three youngsters have come by grandma's house. That's the feeling I get. I don't know. But she's lined them up for a talent show with the cassette recorder. Says their names here. I forget. Sean is one of them, and he has a particular style of singing. You've heard Sean before on the show. You may recognize Sean's voice. And all the flavor of a homemade tape is here, including the fact that the tape originally had a recording of, like, a country radio station, which comes in and out as the tape is stopped and started again. So, again, more southern flavor, right? So they line the kids up, ready for them to be talented. Although one of the adults says to get the sucker out of the girl's hair. She's got a sucker in her hair. But they are gathered together for a rousing rendition of the good old Mountain Dew. It's a southern tradition, I guess. But there is something a little bit alarming about little kids singing about bootlegging and drunkenness. And the words to me don't seem all that familiar, even though I've heard the song a number of times. But down south, traditions are different. And, you know, we did Twinkle Twinkle Little Star up here in the north, in the frosty north. But down south, it was the good old Mountain Dew. Some raw energy here for you. Get ready.
Susan and Jamie D and Sean came to see Nana. They brought me the prettiest vase of flowers with a beautiful heart balloon that says, P.S. I love you. They rang my doorbell and ran away, and I didn't know who left that flower. So they jumped out from behind the building and so said, surprise and Happy New Year to me. But they really meant Happy Valentine's Day. So they've come to spend the day with me today. And we're going to sing and have some fun. And I don't know which one is going to do it first. Who wants to do it first? All right, Jamie D wants to do something first. All right, Jamie. Shh. All right, Jamie, we're waiting, honey. I know, but it's taping and it's wasting. Sean, do you want to do something first? All right, let's see.
Jesus.
You do it. All right, do it.
Jesus loves me. She said no. But your Bible tells me so. They don't want to eat me out. That's how he can eat her. Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Very good. All right, now it's your turn, Jamie.
To the back.
All
right. Got in all in the robot. Clap, 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 clap.
All right, well, that's your turn.
What have you finished to the back?
I'm not going home. Because I don't want to drive my truck.
I've never in my life.
Oh.
Get
over. Mommy.
That's how I really feel. So listen to the radio.
What? Mother. All right, who's going to start off the good old Mountain Dew?
Me.
All right.
Get the suck out of the chair.
You please, start it.
Took a bath.
What?
Start take the good old Mountain Dew.
What kind?
Oh.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Go ahead.
One, two, three, go.
Oh, they call it
that. No, down the road from here.
Down the road from here.
Go ahead, Daddy. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Down the road from here, there's an old hollow tree where you lay down a dollar or two.
Come on,
honey, it's not going to
do. Down the road from here, there's a hollow tree where you lay down a dollar or two. You go around the bend and come back again for the good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it the old
sing it, honey.
Oh, Uncle Morty, sawed off and short. He measures about 4 feet two. He thinks he's a giant when you give him a pint of that good old Mountain Dew. Oh, they call it
the
So, you okay? Sometimes I worry about you, the listener. I don't want the cacophony stuff to hurt you. Oh, come on, it was fun. Although, like I said, it's a little alarming with little children talking about dropping off money in a hollow log and about how somebody becomes a giant when they have a pint. I don't know. It's confusing. So let's take a trip home. How about a trip home? Wouldn't that be nice? Let's go home with the Walls.
See the U.S.A.
Oh, it's really something to see. This is a pretty drive here, isn't it? Hey, there's some rocks over there. These are funny looking rocks, aren't they? This is a nice highway though. Double lane. Look at this. Look at it. Oh, isn't that something? Look at those. Oh. Oh, isn't that a beauty? What a relief, isn't it, to know that we've got a motel to go to? It is really quite a relief.
Time for a wall to walls, walls to wall, America, with James and Arlene Wall and their friend Fred in the backseat. We're finishing up that trip to the Smoky Mountains, coming home to Green Bay. The morning starts out in Indianapolis. Actually, it's Lebanon, Indiana. Probably cheaper than staying in Indianapolis, and James is always looking for a good deal on a motel. He sounds a little groggy in the morning. He's usually so full of pep and awe. He's always full of awe. But maybe the stay in the motel was so nice that he kind of has a hangover. But here in the beginning, he's a little slow, but he picks right up. And he's so excited about coming home. He's almost as excited about coming back to Green Bay as he was going to the Smoky Mountains. But it's a clear day at first, as he says, a nice, clean, fresh day. Sounds like a pre-soak. But then there's rain and there's bad clouds, and he'll update you on the whole weather situation as they go from Indiana, around Chicago, and up into Wisconsin. Unfortunately, the tape ends before they get back to the driveway in Green Bay. But again, always in awe of the crafting of nature and the crafting of man. He enjoys just the way buildings look. Apartment buildings thrill him. And he passes an artificial lake, a man-made. He says man-made with this kind of joy. You know, he's from an earlier era of where technology was just the best thing on Earth, that we could even make a lake, right? But it's springtime, and they're enjoying the flowers. Also, James has a problem pronouncing some words. He's very Midwestern. Born in northern Wisconsin, this guy. And you'll hear some more of this as we go to Texas over the next month or so. But listen to the way he pronounces O'Hare International Airport. He skips a syllable or two. Also, something to look for here is Fred tossing the coin into the toll booth. Very nice.
We are on our way to Green Bay, Wisconsin, from Lebanon, Indiana. Holiday Inn, 1,764 miles from to here. And it's 9:15 in the morning, our time. And we're on our way. on 65 South? North. 65 North straight ahead. Yeah, we sure had good weather. We stayed in Lebanon and had a nice time at the Holiday Inn there. They had good music while we ate. Right? Yeah, did we ever.
9:30 when we went for supper.
Yeah, 9:30.
9:30 we went for supper.
Good thing we didn't stay at Daisy Pinkerton's or Pinky Daisertons or what's her
name?
Pink Violet? Pink Violet. Violet Pinkerton. Pink Violet, yeah. At least we didn't have to stay there last night.
Their appetite there.
Yeah, with the Indianapolis, they got time trials there.
We had
for the race. And in Louisville, they had the Kentucky Derby. And we were rather fortunate. We had good weather, except for that one day down there in Tennessee. But then it didn't really matter too much. Yeah, driving. And otherwise everything was all right. There. And we're on our way to Lafayette. And there's a little lake over there with water in it. Little man-made lake. Over to the left is another pond over there, a man-made pond. There's another one up ahead. Those must be for irrigation or watering their cattle or for fishing or swimming and supplying water. There's a farmhouse with a trailer. And a farmhouse and a trailer. A nice bright morning. I don't think there's a cloud in the sky, aren't there? No. And real nice day. Nice, clean, fresh day. Look at that field of mustard over there or something. Way over to the left. That pure yellow from, I don't know if it's mustard or some kind of a clover. Here's some more of it right here. Yeah? We missed our Day of Discovery program this morning. From Florida. We usually sit and watch at 9 o'clock in the morning back home on Sunday. And, yep. At 10, 5 minutes to 10, we're crossing the Wabash River here in Indiana. Yeah, beautiful big Wabash River. Yeah, now we're going past the old Wolcott. The Pink Violet is where we stayed that one time. And just recognize the station where we stopped that time. Yeah, now they got some good motels around here. And we wouldn't have to worry about that. But that time we were desperate for a place to stay. Because we had stopped at Lafayette, and they were all filled up because of a basketball tournament in 1971.
We didn't know what that was on the road. Yeah.
Oh, that noise, yeah. Tucka, 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 tucka. That noise in the highway is what did it. Yeah, Rensselaer is the dividing line for Eastern and Central Standard Time. Marathon. Stop for gas at Marathon. And there's 62.2 per gallon. Wowie. That's a lot of money. Outside of Gary, Indiana. Toll road coming up. 6 miles. Oh, that's a different thing. We're bypassing Chicago on 80. At 25 to 12. Now we must be in Illinois because they welcomed us back there on a sign. We're still on 80. 80 and 94. Here's a tollway oasis coming up. 1 mile. Welcome, Tri-State Tollway. Here's a Fred Harvey Cafeteria Oasis at 11:45. Yeah, there's a lot of those trees down here in bloom and a lot of dandelion. Whoa. Yellow dandelion. Down in Indiana, they're drying up already. They're blowing away, going to seed. White ones, yeah. Oh, the lilacs out here already. Wow.
Oh my gosh,
Chicago. Yeah. Boy, they're pretty. Boy, I can't wait till ours comes out.
I like those lilacs.
Oh, look at that red, or that blossom trees, my gosh, all over the crab apples and white ones. Oh, those Martin Oil Service. You should see the blossoms down there. Beautiful. Cicero Avenue, north and south entrance, Oak Lawn. There's a Chicago Ridge water tower there. All kinds of condominium apartments down here. Well, aren't those pretty apartments or condominiums here? Look at that brick in those things. Geez, that's pretty. Ridge Village. One-bedroom apartments. Oh, gee, those are pretty. Condominiums for sale over there. Yeah. Oh, what is this? Kaiser Aluminum and Chemical Corporation. Southwest Forest Industries, Container Division. As we were saying, if a guy wanted a job here, he could fall out of bed to get one. There's so many industries down here in Chicago. Yeah, it's clouding up ahead. It looks like we might run into some rain. We're coming to the next toll here. To the 83rd Street Plaza. Yeah, look at those apartments. Oh my gosh. And there are red blossoms over here, pink blossoms. Now, beautiful. Well, on 294 bypass. Down Chicago. Boy, that takes a long time. Here it's 11:57 already. We're still bypassing. Look at this big trailer court down here. Now, why the hell didn't Grace stay in one of them, huh? Right in Chicago. Yeah, the squad car got someone up here. Flashing on lights along the road. Yeah, that storm up ahead doesn't look good at all. Seems like it's moving directly east. Those clouds look like they could be bad clouds. O'Hare Port coming up. O'Hare. Death Plains, I suppose. Yeah? That's Plains Exit and O'Hare Port Hotel. Right there. Over to the left, I suppose, will be the O'Hare Port. Airport. Well, that was a Toohey Plaza toll that we had to pay. Toohey Avenue Plaza. And we have rain up ahead, and we're running right into it. 1 mile to junction with 94. On our way. Pay toll 1 mile. Yeah, that should be it. Toll station coming up. Now the sky is becoming blue up ahead as we leave Chicago. And we're coming to the Wisconsin line pretty soon. Another toll to pay. Yep, another pay toll. Okay, this is the Waukegan Plaza. Let's hear the bell ring when Fred throws the 30 cents in this time. Make it ring real loud, Fred.
I'll put a quarter in and fool you.
Huh?
Oh, that was good. All right, let's listen.
The Zion Antioch exit. That was the Kranz Road. Leaving the Illinois Tollway now, we have to reduce our speed. And the Russell Road exit right here. And it says we're leaving Illinois Tollway at 1:45. Sunday, May the 5th, I guess. 94 west to Milwaukee. Right up ahead. Did we make Wisconsin already? Is this it?
Coming up now.
Fasten seat belts. Wisconsin welcomed you. Well, what do you know? Right here, yeah? How about that? Well, right there. Up on the hill there is the rest area with a welcoming building and so forth. Right there. Tourist information. We are coming into Milwaukee now at 20 minutes after 1. And the LAC will be our next stop after Milwaukee. Oh, should I get that? Fond du Lac's the next stop. Here's the county zoo next right. Merging traffic. Blue Mound Road, right lane. Capitol Drive, exit 1 mile ahead. Penny's Big Cattle Distribution. Capitol Drive, next exit. Fond du Lac, straight ahead. 4145 100 North. Edelweiss Inn, food and cocktails. There they say, Germantown Industrial Park. Sites 1 to 200 acres. Holy Hill, next exit. Historic Shrine. Oh, Marine State Forest. Road construction. Cross traffic, next 65 miles. Pioneer Inn on Lake Winnebago. Fond du Lac 39, Green Bay 110. After stopping at Stuckey's, we're on our way again. An ice cream cone, yeah. We
ice cream.
Yeah, that pecan ice cream was real good.
You did take one?
Yeah, we had pecan. Boy, that was good. Yeah. Well, we're at Fond du Lac Ripon exit, 1 mile from here, and it's raining like cats and dogs. The pawn exit at 20 after 3. Oh, yeah, here's Lake Beautymoore. There's two boats right there fishing. Or they're just paddling, I guess. Canoes, yeah. Nobody fishing otherwise, I guess. There's a couple down there on the rocks. There's a boy with a net and a pole. So, I don't know. There's a speedboat coming down the river there. Oh, yeah, here's a fella down here, a couple of them down here fishing. Standing right there by the rocks. And that's about it, I guess. I guess they didn't want to get wet in that rain, and that was it. Oshkosh Fremont exit, 1/8 a mile. It rained up ahead, but I think that's way north of us. By the time we get to that, that'll be gone. We have about 50 miles to go yet, huh? Yeah. Antigo and Eagle River, next right. We've been riding along here, and three brand new school buses have been right along with us now and then. They're being delivered somewhere. Nina Menasha, right? 20 minutes to 4. And it's sprinkling a little bit again. Here, now the sun is out again and for a while. By the time we get home, it'll be all right again, I guess. Unless those big thunder clouds back there drop some more rain. Sevieden House Family Dining. Appleton Fremont exit, 1/4 mile. Yeah, that is a pretty pretty motel there, that guest house inn and everything. Green Bay 30 mile post.
Green Bay 30 miles. So we didn't get to hear them pull up into their driveway back in 74, but that's the end of the trip to the Smokies. Just love those walls. I get to take a vacation vicariously every week here in the Audio Kitchen. Speaking of that, got some show news here. I mentioned before that this show has been repeated a couple times on a shortwave station. Well, I found out for the next 4 weeks, the Audio Kitchen is going to be featured on a shortwave station in Maine, WBCQ, available worldwide to those who can tune in such things. And although I'm not sure if anybody listening to this broadcast would listen to shortwave, you know, because if you're listening out of state, you're on the internet, I guess. But I want to announce it because I just met these guys this week. They were in town. Really nice guys. They do a very interesting show called Idio Audio. And their email address is hello@groovy.net for Idio Audio. And they will be repeating the last four shows before this week, except for the marathon, for the next 4 weeks on their station. And the program is on Wednesday evenings right after this show, actually. It's 8 to 9 p.m. And it's on the 41-meter band at 7.415 megahertz. So if you didn't get any of that, you can also email me at theprof@wfmu.org. Also, always interested in sound from you. The address to send sound to this program is The Audio Kitchen, care of WFMU, P.O. Box 2011, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07303. Also, you know, since I've started doing this show, like a year and a half ago, I have not taken any days off at all. So I'm considering in the next 2 or 3 weeks taking a show or two off, so you'll hear reruns. Don't be alarmed. It's okay. Meanwhile, I want to get back to those girls cruising Tampa that we heard last week. Those youthful, exuberant young women cruising the suburban sprawlways of Tampa, Florida, just a couple years ago. A tape found by Echo Boy. And they're under the influence of something. They're acting a little silly. And they are in search of, in one way or another, Mina's boyfriend, or at least her former boyfriend, Ryan. But they're driving around a standard transmission compact, I would guess. And, again, this is always for all of you males in the audience. You always wonder what young women do when you're not around, when the boys aren't around. A tape like this helps you learn what that would be like. And from what I've learned here from this tape, girls, when there's no boys around, they talk about sex, and they fart, and they pick their nose. That's what I've learned from this tape.
I got a good song next.
Hey, Pete. Pete got meanie things.
I got a good song next.
Gotta
sing along. Okay. Pete is for butt.
What? What's the happening?
Every time I go to the mailbox, I hold myself down. Cause I just can't wait till you find me a common
town. Ooh, what? It's a bawling song.
Ah!
Ed is picking her news. She's making a pick quick.
I'm walking on sunshine. Oh, and I'm starting to feel good. Hey.
Bristol, please. Okay, mister, would you like to kiss my ass? Would you? Over. Keep going.
I need to get one of those for me. Just kidding. I'm being dirty. Hello.
Yucky.
Devo.
Da-da. Ooh, ow. Scratch myself with a dolphin. Da-da-da.
Step on a brick.
Break your mama's back.
When a problem comes along,
you must whip it.
Before the
creatures
let
you go, you must whip it. When something's
going wrong,
you must whip it.
Now whip it.
In the shade.
Shave it up. Get ready.
There's so many cars here.
Move ahead.
The time has come. So yes,
Tampa Girls on the Loose. Another episode or two to pull off that tape, including a trip through the car wash and a stroll through Mina's wallet and checkbook. The audio kitchen winding down. The audio kitchen, not your ordinary radio show. Now, let's journey one more time into the world of lost sound, found recordings, and amateur recording here. Amateur lifestyle, maybe. I don't know. No, maybe it's a very professional lifestyle. I don't know. What do I know? Nonetheless, we heard the first segment off of this tape last week. This is provided by listener John Mark in Arkansas. And these folks are Arkansas people. Arkansans? Is that what they are? I don't know. Nonetheless, it's an Ozark situation. And we find Granny and Ma and Ronnie on the couch here. And I think there's like a boombox on the coffee table with the tape rolling. And they're drinking. Recall last week, we ended with them having a very deep discussion about who had the biggest ears. And I was a little alarmed that Mom didn't know what her father's ears look like, but that's... that happens. Well, here, they're all pretty drunk. And in fact, you hear Ronnie sipping a beer at the beginning of that recording we heard last week. Well, he jumps on his high horse and starts accusing them of being alcoholics, which leads to an interesting intellectual discourse about alcoholism, about whether one is a conformed alcoholic or not. And apparently, Mom has a book on it, so. It gets deep here. It's kind of like a college course.
I had my finger mashed in the machine out there at Kelwood. I was running the butt machine. That they made that finger that I caught it in the machine and didn't even hurt. Oh, that scared them to death. They run in there and put it in some damn soaking in the shit and it didn't even hurt.
Probably drunk, wasn't
it? No, I wasn't. I hadn't even had a drink.
Well, shit.
I didn't drink out there as much as I drink now. I ain't even had a drink. Caught my finger in that damn sewing machine. Butt machine, I mean. And I wish I had had a drink when I hit me on Broadway Bridge that evening. I'd probably been better off.
You did have a drink whenever that other accident happened. Boy, I was lucky, Mom. Had that rookie policeman.
I know that's right, because we had been doing some heavy drinking.
Heard it.
Yeah, and I was drinking,
going forward, and I looked back in that rearview mirror, and it went, BAM!
You know what I was drinking, don't you? Margaritas.
Margaritas, you sure were.
And I ain't never drank one since.
See, I'll say something that you do say all the time. If I had a drink, it'd be better.
Do what now?
She always says if she has a drink, it'll be better.
What'll be better?
Anything. Like you're driving a car, and you drink.
What does that tell you?
What does that tell you?
You see that thing right there?
Yeah, I see it. I can't stand that.
I know. But Mama can't go without one, can't you?
Oh, yeah. I quit for 3 months, didn't I, Mama?
She's addicted to it.
And what are you addicted to?
Okay, now you listen to
what are you addicted to?
Skating. Having fun.
Okay. Then what are you drinking that damn fucking beer for then?
But I don't drink it all the time.
But wait a minute, you're not as old as we are either, Ronnie. And I'm not married, and I don't want to be married.
That ain't got nothing to do with drinking.
Well, if we like to do something, it's not going to hurt us. We're not hurting anybody.
I know, I'm just saying. You're not listening to what I'm trying to say.
Okay, you can call it a form.
Give me that sweater, let me have it.
San Diego. How come you don't send us one? Shirt or whatever it is?
I thought when she said black, I was looking at my watch. What the hell
you want? Why don't you give us... I can tell you that anytime you drink, you are a form of an alcoholic.
If you drink...
Consistently, most of the time, at the same time every day. You can be an afternoon alcoholic, a morning alcoholic.
Ronnie,
you can still be an alcoholic if that's the only time that you drink. Because I have a book on it.
Ronnie, send us a shirt with that on it, will you?
Oh, man.
See, I am a conformed alcoholic.
Well, give me that.
And Mother is too, but Mother won't admit it. But I will. Because I like to drink.
I do too.
Yeah, but you will not say that you're an alcoholic.
It don't have to be no time of day. You drink, you can get any part of it.
Well, so do I.
I can't get up and drink.
Well, okay, that's fine. So you can't. I can't get up and drink either. A lot of times if I want a drink, though, I'll fix one on the weekends and have a drink. But me and Mother are both a form of an alcoholic. And if we didn't have to go out and make a living, we'd probably be alcoholics.
My dad.
I don't.
I do. I doubt it. Because if you just sit around here, then you wouldn't want to do it. It's about to drive me crazy all 2 weeks. It's just a habit. This is a habit.
That is what I've been trying to say.
It's a habit.
It's a habit.
It is a habit.
That's right.
Okay, it's not being an alcoholic.
But
it's a habit.
No.
The more you drink, the more you want
to
drink.
Just like that. It's a habit to her, too. Smoking that cigarette is a habit.
Well, whatever. I'll have another drink.
So will I.
At least we don't bother nobody.
Right.
We don't.
Not until you run over
somebody. No, we're not going to do that.
No, we don't do that.
We, on weekends, when we stay here, my car never comes out of the driveway on Friday. Mother will tell you, I never go nowhere. It leaves Monday morning when I go back to work.
And we leave you with this thought.
It's not that they're alcoholics. It's just a habit. That's what Granny says, but Mom says that her and her mother are a form of an alcoholic. But they like to drink. There you go. More philosophy here in the audio kitchen. Hope you were taking notes. The professor leaving you in the able hands of Meredith. With her trash, twang, and thunder machine revving up behind me. Officially, you are listening to WFMU East Orange. Or WXHD Mount Hope. And maybe a few of you are visiting us via WFMU.org. I will see you soon.
Goodbye.